Chris Morning Update, Friday, May the 26th. World's best Go player and the Chinese prodigy Ke Jie lost the second match in their three-match series against AlphaGo. The start of the Thursday's match was perfect according to AlphaGo's evaluation. Ke tried to make the situation as complicated as possible, seeking a close fight with the AI. But when Ke had only 1 hour to go, he made a critical mistake and lost the whole match. A friendly game of Go in the picturesque city of Wuzhen this week has given Google an opening to return to China's good graces, 7 years after it left the country over government censorship for its namesake search engine and hacks of its Gmail services. Few companies can match Google for its global reach with billions of people hooked on its product, yet China manages without it, leaving a gaping hole in the global map for the Silicon Valley giant and its parent Alphabet Incorporated, as they expand into driverless cars, cloud computing products, and other technologies made possible by rapid advances in artificial intelligence, or AI. On the surface, the Google entourage was here for a three-game Go rematch between its AlphaGo computer program and Ke Jie, China's 19-year-old world champion. After two matches, AlphaGo is up 2-0 with a final game set for Saturday. Beyond the contest, the event allowed Google to be seen in a country that's significant for its long-term business prospects and to forge relationships with the Chinese government officials who could play pivotal roles in that respect. Wuzhen is also the venue for a high-profile internet conference convened annually by the Cyberspace Administration of China. The U.S. crude oil prices on Thursday turned sharply lower in midday trade, slipping under the $50 a barrel as investors expressed disappointment about the scope of an agreement by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries to extend production cuts by 9 months. Most recently, West Texas Intermediate crude oil for July delivery was down 3.5% at $49.56 a barrel on the contract, along with the international counterpart Brent crude had been trading at one-month highs just prior to the highly anticipated OPEC meeting. Brent crude was off 3.2% at $52.20 a barrel. WTI oil looked set to slip below both its 50 and 200-day moving averages, which have converged in recent trade due to a narrow range of trading for futures. Oil's 50-day moving average is $49.59 a barrel, while its 200-day moving average is $49.55, according to FactSet data. Technical analysts use trading averages to help assess an asset's short-term and long-term momentum. Fears of OPEC's latest decision to extend its six-month production cuts began in January into the first quarter of 2018 without any additional reductions won't be enough to absorb a global cut of crude and an increased pace of production from the U.S. shale producers. Those concerns have been cited as the main reason oil has surged lower. The market is sending a signal that they were looking from more out of the OPEC meeting, maybe a 12-month extension, said Phil Fuling, the senior market analyst at Price Futures Group in Chicago. He also said technical factors were at play, with traders repositioning trades as many had already anticipated OPEC's decision to extend its output limit. Now let's turn our focus to Bitcoins. $1,000, $2,000, and $3,000. Heck, it could be up to $10,000 by the end of the month and carry on climbing from there. While most markets around the world are mildly positive for this year, the cryptocurrency Bitcoin has gone through the roof. At $2,400, it has more than doubled its values this year alone, and it is hitting fresh highs almost every day. But hold on, Bitcoins themselves may be very new, yet that kind of price action is very old. In truth, it is starting to look like a bubble, and that should be making investors everywhere feel nervous. Why? Because it tells us that financial crises are back, because it will lead to overinvestment and wild speculation, and because bubbles inevitably crash. And once that happens, the losses can ripple out in unexpected ways. If you are lucky enough or smart enough to load up on some Bitcoins early, you will be feeling a lot wealthier heading into the summer. On Monday, the value of Bitcoin raced up to close to 2,200, an all-time high. By Wednesday, it was soaring over 2,400. And on Thursday, it's going through the roof over $2,700. If you had put $1,000 in the electronic currency in 2010, it would be worth an extraordinary $38 million, up from $35 million on Monday, and compared to $2,500 if you had put it into the S&P 500. Not many people were ever going to be that quick off the mark, but if you had loaded up on a few when the prices last crashed in 2014, you would have almost quadrupled your money. In the last month alone, the price has risen by 87%, and there's little sign of it stopping there. And that's our update for today. Stay tuned for our Saturday version.